Blackstone Audio presents The Last Battle, when U.S. and German soldiers joined forces in the waning hours of World War II in Europe, by Stephen Harding. This book is read by Joe Barrett. As always, for Mari, with love. Prelude. On the morning of May 4, 1945, Captain John C. Jack Lee, Jr. sat cross-legged atop the turret of his M4 Sherman tank, comparing the narrow streets before him with the terrain features marked on the map that lay partially open across his lap. Lee, a stocky 27-year-old from Norwich, New York, had spent the last 5 months leading Company B of the 23rd Tank Battalion, and at times much of the entire U.S. 12th Armored Division, on a headlong advance across France, into Germany, and now, in what would turn out to be the last days of World War II in Europe, into the Austrian Tyrol. Lee's tank was parked at the intersection of two streets in the town of Kufstein, Austria, 3 miles southwest of the German border on the south bank of the swift-flowing Inn River. All three of the 23rd's tank companies had crossed the frontier the day before, leading the 12th Armored Division's Combat Command R on its drive southward from the suburbs of Munich. Lee's company had spearheaded the drive into Kufstein and had fought its way through a well-defended German roadblock before quickly clearing the town of its few defenders. Now, with the situation stabilized and lead elements of the 36th Infantry Division moving in to assume responsibility for the area, Lee and his men could catch a few minutes' rest. Just a few miles to the southwest, another tired officer was also scanning a map, trying to determine what the coming hours would hold for him.